Hello. Welcome to Everyday English. We have stressed the importance of tense agreement in reported speech. A verb of saying in the past tense normally requires past tense forms in the rest of the sentence. Thus, the past form of
"The man claims that he understands everything"
should be
"The man claimed that he understood everything."
The man claimed that he understood everything. Now, a word about the auxiliary verbs. Forms like can, is, are, will, shall, am in reported speech. In reported speech, if the first verb is in the past, can becomes could. Thus, the sentence
"I can do it"
when reported becomes
"He said he could do it."
He said he could do it.
Will becomes would.
For example,
"We will leave."
This becomes "He said we would leave."
If becomes was.
Are becomes where.
For example,
"He said he was trying to finish the work," adding that all the others were busy.
He said he was trying to finish the work, adding that all the others were busy. The word must present a slightly greater difficulty. One reason is that it has several uses and meanings. First, it can mean necessity to do something in the present. For example,
"I must wash my car."
Which means
"It is necessary that I wash my car."
But suppose the sentence "I must wash my car" were to be reported later. The reporter would say,
"Adjo said she had to wash her car."
Adjo said she had to wash her car. And not "Adjo said she must wash her car." Thus, must, when it means necessity, becomes had to in past reported speech. Now, listen to the negative.
"I do not have to wash my car."
Or,
"I needn't wash my car."
That is,
"It is not necessary that I wash my car."
If Kofi were to report Adjo's sentence, he would say,
"Adjo said she did not have to wash her car."
Or,
"Adjo said she did not need to wash her car."
Remember, we're using must to mean it is necessary to do something. Let's go over all the sentences once more. First, Adjo says,
"I must wash my car."
Kofi reports by saying,
"Adjo said she had to wash her car."
But of course, Adjo may say it is not necessary to wash her car. So she says,
"I do not have to wash my car."
Or,
"I needn't wash my car."
If Kofi is reporting these, he says,
"Adjo said she did not have to wash her car."
Or,
"Adjo said she did not need to wash her car."
Listeners should note that must in these contexts mean necessity to do something. And the negative of must with this meaning is do not have to or need not to and never must not. Now, listeners, here's a dialogue. I would like you to listen to it carefully, paying attention to how must is reported.
Did you say you were going to the party?
Yes, and I think you must come too.
Without invitation?
Odoi made it clear that friends did not need to be invited, and I remember he said that you had to come.
You mean he actually said that I did not have to tell him in advance?
I think you are being fussy. He said that you did not need to send any message before going.
If it is a wedding party, I must at least take a present with me.
It is a birthday party, but he implied that friends did not need to give him presents at the party. They could do so later and in private.
Is it because the notice is too short?
I suppose so. He stressed that friends did not have to go to the trouble of buying him expensive presents. He was going to entertain, and that was that.
Thank you. Now, let's look at some of the sentences again. Ajo says,
Odoi made it clear that friends did not need to be invited.
Odoi made it clear that friends did not need to be invited. This is the reported form of friends do not have to be invited. Its affirmative form is friends must be invited. She goes on.
Kofi must come.
Kofi must come. But as we have observed, in reported speech, must becomes had to. Had to in the past. That is when must means necessity. And now listen to these sentences and note their connection with must.
You mean he actually said that I did not have to tell him in advance?
You mean he actually said that I did not have to tell him in advance? The expression did not have to is clearly related to must, meaning it is necessary to do something. The negative of must is do not have to, whose past form is did not have to.
He said that you did not need to send any message before going.
He said that you did not need to send any message before going. That is another form of did not have to. Now, let's listen to the dialogue once more.
Did you say you were going to the party?
Yes, and I think you must come too.
Without invitation?
Odoi made it clear that friends did not need to be invited, and I remember he said that you had to come.
You mean he actually said that I did not have to tell him in advance?
I think you're being fussy. He said that you did not need to send any message before going.
If it is a wedding party, I must at least take a present with me.
It is a birthday party, but he implied that friends did not need to give him presents at the party. They could do so later and in private.
Is it because the notice is too short?
I suppose so. He stressed that friends did not have to go to the trouble of buying him expensive presents. He was going to entertain, and that was that.
Thank you, Booth. Well, listeners, that's all we have time for. Have a good day, and goodbye.